Welcome to a special audio vignette series brought to you by NAVO and United We. Our two organizations have partnered to educate women on how to make positive impacts and build skills that benefit their communities and their businesses. Each episode touches on a fresh topic and features an incredible woman expert. You'll hear tips, best practices, stories, and more that you can easily apply to your life and to your business. And now, here's this week's short and inspiring listen.
I am Sarah White. I run 5 restaurants in Northern Virginia, 3 Lost Dog Cafes, Cowboy Cafe, and Westover Taco, getting ready to open. I enjoy my job, but often look for things outside of that where I can work in my community. And one of the things that I found exciting to get involved with was community engagement and civic leadership. And by that, I mean that I decided to run for state delegate. This is just a little bit about that experience. So I grew up in a very, very small town. I was in a single wide trailer, 2 parents, to 2 kids. And I got to do a lot of things. We went on vacation together. We went to church together. But I never knew anything about civic leadership. My parents were a truck driver and a temporary person who did different temp jobs. And so it was very interesting to be able to watch all of this going on in my life or around me and know that I wanted to be involved in it. I've wanted to live in the White House since I was about 2 and realized that the White House wasn't just our white trailer, but I didn't know how to get involved. So I'm watching it as I grow up and get through high school. I joined the debate team and I started working on some different campaigns right after high school, but I just didn't know how to get involved or what my route would be. And I learned a few things that I'd love to share because it was a lot easier than you would think it was. Surround yourself with people that you want to be like. They have already succeeded at this. They know what they're doing. And when you need tips, when you need tricks, or when you need somebody to open a door for you, being surrounded by people who have already done it, who know what they're doing, and who will hold their hand out to you and say, hey, come with me. There's nothing more powerful than that. And I was very fortunate living in DC, which is, you know, the political capital, that I found a lot of people that were willing to do that, that were willing to work with me on it. I also learned some really cool things as I was going to different meetings and different events and how to kind of meet those people. How do you get involved with the people that you're trying to be like? And so I found that going to a chamber event or going to a NAVO event, something where you could meet a lot of people, social events, and then find the quietest person in the room. The person that's watching and listening, but not really talking to that many people, because I can tell you a couple of things. I can tell you that they know everything. They watched and learned and listened when everybody else was busy talking. So now they know everybody and they know everything and they can help you with the person you are looking to meet. The other thing is they're looking for a friend. They're looking for someone who stops and actually asks them what's going on with them and learns a little bit. So it's a great way to not only get what you need business-wise or professionally, but it's also a great way to make a good friend. And I've made several that way. So definitely surround yourself with the people you want to be like, and to meet those people, talk to the quietest person in the room. Of course, you're going to think it's a boys club. I'm not sure if this is going out to boys and girls, but it does sort of look, when you look at these social organizations, like it's a boys club, and maybe it is, but I've never let that stop me. And you shouldn't ever let it stop you, because especially in today's age, everybody's talking about diversity, equity, inclusion, right? Everybody calls it something different, but the bottom line is they're looking for you. They want you. So step up if that's what you want to do and let yourself be known. Make sure that when they are looking for someone to fill that next position, they've heard you say it 15 times. They know that you're the one that they're looking for and that you're looking for them. One of the other things that motivated me when moving up was my husband and I would talk at length about somebody's got to fix this. Somebody's got to step up. Somebody's got to say something or do something different. You know, we're looking at political things going on. We're looking at different levels of unrest civically, locally. And we just keep saying to ourselves over and over, that was the mantra, somebody's got to do something. And then one day I got up from the living room and I walked across the house for something and I saw a mirror and it just clicked. Something in my brain just clicked as I saw myself in that mirror and said, you're somebody. Like, it's not about finding that somebody sometimes. Sometimes they're right in front of you. You see them in the mirror every morning. And if you're looking for somebody to step up, how can you expect other people to do it if you're not willing to do it, or at least help, at least be that support system for somebody else you know wants to do that? I'm not telling you to be that somebody. I'm telling you, you already are that somebody. That already is you. It was a fun run. I did not win. I met a lot of people. I got to change a lot of conversations. I continue to work in the same space. I'm now working with other candidates who want to run and being that support system for them. And maybe I will run again one day, because I got to say, I really enjoy going door to door, meeting people's dogs and kids and finding out all about their lives. Like I said, I run restaurants, so they come in and sit down and talk about their kitchen table issues at my kitchen table, which is great to learn what's going on and what the needs of my community are. And I anticipate, whether it's through running for office or I'm president of my Rotary Club right now, or whatever it is, I'm going to find a way to be that somebody. And I hope that you do too. It's important to diversify when you're looking socially to make a change or be in a certain group. It's surprising where you're going to meet people. It's never where you think it is. I've learned in the long run that you can just as easily meet somebody who's going to help you at the grocery store as you can meet them at a banquet for the county that somebody's giving you an award. Like, you would think one definitely, oh, I'm going to go meet important people and I'm going to go learn these things. But you know, the grocery store line, there's always somebody to talk to and you just never know. So I decided that social is one thing, business is one thing, but sometimes they overlap, and that can be just the sweet spot of finding the right connection, especially when you saw the same person at both. You weren't the only one that thought it might be both. And that's the kind of people you want to surround yourself with. They're thinking the same things and they have the same goals. So you'll be able to support each other in that journey. So in order to be involved in politics or be an activist or civic leadership, whatever it is that you're looking to do, it's really important to find something you're passionate about. So I'm in the Rotary Club and we support a lot of different things. And one of the things I love about it is, yes, we do. You've probably heard polio. We cured polio, and that's great. And that's important. And now it's polio plus curing other diseases. There's clean water projects. There's the Guatemala literacy program. There's all kinds of things. But the one I picked was entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship around the world. And it's mostly women who are in third world countries trying to start their own businesses, trying to really make something of themselves where they're at. They're not looking to be saved. They're not looking to go anywhere else. They want to raise their families and stay in their homes, and they want to build their own business right where they are. And I am so passionate about that. Having come from nothing to work myself up to now be an owner of restaurants in, you know, a very affluent area in the country, that really resonates with me. And I'm very passionate about them watching their dreams come true as well. So find something that you're really into, something that really matters to you, because that's going to be what makes it fulfilling at the end of the day when you lay down to go to bed at night. You might have had some losses, things might not have gone your way, but you still know you're making a change to something that's really important to you.
Thanks for listening to this audio vignette brought to you by NABO and United We. Learn more about NABO at nawbo.org, about how we're powering the dreams of our nation's women business owners. And learn more about United We on united-we.org, about how we're advancing women's economic and civic leadership. And be sure to continue this conversation on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.